This is program number LW2294. Well, you know, sometimes the things we despise are the very things that we need the most. And on the flip side, those things we value most are the very things that get us into trouble. Hi, this is Larry West. Once upon a time, so goes one of Aesop's fables, a stag, one summer day, came to a pool of clear, still water to quench his thirst. As that deer drank, he noticed his reflection in the pool and couldn't help admiring the image he saw there. "I really am very handsome," said he to himself. "I should be proud of those beautiful, stately antlers, but those spindling legs and tiny feet are another matter. I wish that nature might have been more kind to me and had given me legs more worthy to bear such a noble crown." Just at that moment, the stag's sensitive nostrils scented the approach of a hunter, and even as he lingered on, an arrow whizzed past him. With a bound, he was away, and the legs and feet of which he had been so critical carried him speedily to a place of safety. But once out of harm's way, the stag again fell to musing over his appearance, and before he knew it, he had wandered into a thicket. Now, the noble antlers, which he had so greatly admired, now held him fast in the thicket, and the more he struggled, the more firmly entangled he became. Then the hunters came, and as the arrow found its mark, the stag gasped, saying, "Now that it's too late, I realize that my own vanity led to my undoing." It's true, sometimes the things we despise are the very things we need the most. And those things we count most valuable are often the very things that destroy us. You know, Jesus Christ made an interesting statement one day. He said, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." You know why? It's too often that the things we despise are the very things we need the most. And the things we count most valuable are the very things that destroy us. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Ever hear of Charlemagne? About 200 years ago, they opened the tomb of that great conqueror, and what the workmen saw was startling. When they opened it, they saw Charlemagne's body in a sitting position, clothed in the most elaborate of kingly garments. He had a scepter in his bony hand, but on his knee, there lay a New Testament. And a cold, lifeless finger was pointing to Mark chapter 8, verse 36 in the Bible. The verse it was pointing to reads this way, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Charlemagne, like the deer in Aesop's fable, learned apparently too late that too often the things we despise are the very things we need the most. And the things we count most valuable are the very things that destroy us. Think about this. If you and I spend 16 hours a day dealing with tangible things, you know, the stuff that floods our minds by way of commercials, if we spend 16 hours a day dealing with the tangible stuff and only 5 minutes a day dealing with God, and for too many of us, we haven't taken even that nickel's worth of time doing it, but if we were to do that, is it any wonder that tangible things have become 200 times more real to us than God is? Despised? He's what we need the most. It's things which we count most valuable that are often the cause of our destruction. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, think about the difference. What do you count most valuable? Where is God placed in your list of priorities? The further down the list, you know, the more he considers himself being despised by you. I've written a pamphlet called God's Priority List. You know, you've got to have your priorities in order for your life to make sense. In the pamphlet, we've tried to put it together. I'd like to send you a copy, if you'd let me. Write me for it, God's Priority List. Write me for it and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.